Though our daily routines are changing quickly, Arvest Bank's commitment to being helpful to our customers has not. In fact, Arvest Go, our mobile app, has been certified by J.D. Power for providing customers with an outstanding mobile banking experience. Check your balance, deposit checks, and more, all from the safety of home. Download Arvest Go today. Arvest Bank, ready to help. Member FDIC. For J.D. Power 2020 certification info, visit jdpower.com/certification.
You're listening to Boomers Today with your host, Frank Sampson.
Well, welcome to Boomers Today. I'm your host, Frank Sampson. Of course, each week we bring you important and useful information on issues facing baby boomers, which I fall smack in the middle of, their parents, and other loved ones. And I just want to thank everybody for all their support. Our listeners are growing each and every day, and it's because of you, because you're sharing our show with friends and family, and I want to thank you for that. Many of you, there's a lot of different ways to listen to the show. Some of you might right now be going on your morning walk and listening to our show on our free app, which you can get on a iPhone or Android phone. Just type in Boomers Today and you got it. Some of you listen to iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or go directly to our website at boomerstodayradio.com. So again, thank you for all your support, and our listeners are growing each and every day because we have fantastic guests, and today is no different. We have with us Dr. Joe Nieuwsma, who is the CEO and Chief Toxicologist at Superior Toxicology and Wellness, an international scientific consulting firm that he founded. For the past 30 years, Dr. Joe has been active in toxicology research. He has assisted private clients to review their medical records and help them to eliminate unnecessary prescription drugs from their profile. So Dr. Joe, thank you so much for joining us on Boomers Today on this important subject.
Sure, Frank. I appreciate the invitation, and I'm glad to be here. Hopefully we have a great conversation.
Oh, I know we will. I know we will. It's an important subject, I mean, especially to boomers and really everybody. But I got to ask you, you know, I probably, like a lot of people, if you're watching the tube at night, you probably try to skip through all those commercials, but sometimes you get stuck with them. And some of the commercials that I see in advertising prescription drugs, half of the commercial is spent talking about all the risks and side effects. So coupled with that and watching the news and saying that this is good, you know, is fine to take, and then the news comes on saying this isn't good to take, anything from drugs to, you know, certainly types of food and all of that. So how does the public trust what's being said? How do you deal with, how should they be dealing with all of this?
Well, Frank, I, 30 years in toxicology, and you know, I've dealt with human exposure to pharmaceuticals and to chemical agents and to microbes as my bread and butter. My bread and butter was setting the amount of a drug product that the people in the drug plants that are making the tablets and capsules can be exposed to before there's adverse effects. And the other thing that I did really a lot of was figuring out how much of drug A could be found in drug B before it's an issue for the users. So there's extensive experience with pharmaceutical products. And one of the mantras in the pharmaceutical industry that the lay public really has absolutely no idea about is the saying, today's side effects lead to tomorrow's therapies. Because they track all these adverse effects through the doctor's offices and they get funneled back to the pharmaceutical companies. And for instance, the drug Propecia that is marketed, I believe it's by Merck, but don't hold me to that, for male pattern baldness was originally a prostate cancer drug. And during clinical trials, when they were trying to treat the prostate cancer, they noticed that these men were growing hair everywhere, including the top of their head. Wow. So that side effect turned into the next therapy. And the thing about pharmaceuticals, the thing about drugs, Frank, is that they do a lot of good in what they're intended to do and can change lives for the better. But every time you swallow that tablet or capsule, you give it the opportunity to do what it's supposed to do, and then also the opportunity to do all kinds of other things. For instance, in the case of steroids, you want it to do one thing, but steroids have effects on at least 50 other things in your body, and they're going to have those effects every single time. And that's why you get those commercials where you have the fast-talking, undistinguishable speech, which talks about all this bad potential stuff that could happen. Right. And the trust has to come from, A, your physician, which has about 3.5 seconds to talk to you in the office. B, the pharmacist, which has more time to talk to you if you take the time to do the counseling. The literature that comes with the drugs, but really the trust has to come by buyer beware. You have to be your own best advocate. And you have to be able to weed through that information and determine, is what I'm trying to change worth the risk benefit to taking that drug and what else it could possibly do? And there's a lot of information online on drugs. Drugs.com is a great reference. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people can type in what they're taking on drugs.com and they can get pages and pages and pages of information that most people can't understand.
Right.
So their trust wanes and, you know, it goes up and down, and it's all based on what the drug they're taking it for. Obviously, a drug you're taking for blood pressure is different from a drug you're taking for diabetes, which is different from a drug you're taking for like hepatitis. Right. And it's all about the risk.
So, you know, we're going to learn over the course of the next several minutes kind of what, you know, all the things you do. You have quite a bio. I just touched upon it. But yeah. One of the things, you know, is do you work with individuals themselves on trying to eliminate?
I do.
You know, these unnecessary drugs. So you are then giving advice to them, or you're giving advice to their doctor? How does that work?
Well, I call it the HOPE program, and that's the Health Optimization Prescription Evaluation. And what I do is I get the information from individuals, what drugs they're taking, how long they've been taking it, what dose they're on, what they're taking it for, and if there's any changes to their life that they think are drug-related. Because physicians don't have time to talk to people in the office. And more times than not, you know, a physician had a semester of pharmacology in medical school, and they're only as smart as the last drug rep that came through their office. And I read a statistic that up to 91% of physicians have been compensated by pharmaceutical companies in some way. Most of them, it's just meals. But the physicians are rewarded for writing those prescriptions, and they don't always go back in time to see what else these people are on. And if people are going to multiple healthcare providers,
right,
each one of them may assign a couple drugs for whatever the condition is. And then the seniors or the boomers, or even, I mean, it doesn't have to be super old folks all the time, but they really are the victim here. They find themselves on a half a dozen drugs, or maybe even a dozen drugs. I mean, how many boomers have those big pill packs and they separate them all out so they know they get up in the morning, they have their coffee, they take their pills, they eat breakfast. There's some of them that they have to take in the morning. Some of them they have to take with meals. Some of them they have to take at night. And it's all based on the side effects, because a lot of these drugs will make them dizzy or drowsy or whatever. But what I do is I take all that information and I spend the time, I ask questions if I need to ask questions after I get that information to figure out why they're on those drugs, if those conditions even still exist, and if they need to be on it. Because today's healthcare system in the United States is not really geared to curing anything. It's geared to creating long-term customers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the long-term customers are people that start taking a drug and never get off of those drugs. And the interaction of those drugs, and every single analysis that I have done, Frank, has had drug-drug interactions. Some of them major, some of them minor, but it's those drug-drug interactions that if you take the wrong drugs at the time, you can have some very serious side effects. And it's those types of things that the physicians don't catch.
And let me ask you about those side effects. So, you know, as you know, I'm in the senior care industry. I do that day in and day out. And I can't tell you how many seniors I met with that they admit the fact that they were getting dizzy. You know, they take this pill and it just, you know, it even happened with family members of mine. I'm not taking it anymore.
And then I go,
well, did you talk to the doctor? Nah, I don't need to take this anymore. I don't need to take it. I'm getting dizzy from it or whatever. It's making me nauseous.
It happens
what do you say to those people or to the adult children who could advise their loved ones of what to do?
When I have the list of drugs and I write out a very detailed report and I provide the report back to the people, and it states that these are questions that you need to bring back to your healthcare provider. And I say a lot in those reports that you should have your doctor prove to you that you still need to be on this drug. So, and I also say, don't stop taking it without talking to your doctor. Mm-hmm. And That's the long pole in the tent or the chink in the armor, whatever you want to call it, is that in providing that report back to the folks that are on multiple drug products, you have your doers and you have your, okay, I'm going to get this okay before I do it. And being involved with lots of seniors, you know the type that would just say, I don't need this anymore, I'm not taking it. And I talked to someone just the other day who told me some drugs that he was on. And over the course of the conversation, he admitted that one of the drugs he told me he was on, he hadn't taken in 3 years. Yeah. And I'm like, well, why'd you stop taking it? He's like, well, I just didn't think I needed it anymore. Have you ever told your doctor? No. Nothing's happened, so I don't think I will tell him. And you're up against that can-do attitude, and I love it. Because these folks are very independent. They've been on this rock a long time. They've done it, done super well without the micromanagement of their doctor. And they really don't appreciate the intrusion into their lifestyle when it really comes down to, do I really need to do this? Do I need to go talk to him? I don't think so. I got this. It's my life. They're not going to tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. And the same mentality is helpful and potentially harmful because you provide them the information in a report on the polypharmacy to try to get them off these drugs, because then they recuperate quality of life and they take control over their own wellness. And, you know, it's, I divide my drugs by, like, if you're on five or less or on six or more, and it's really that sweet spot that, and usually people are on drugs for blood pressure and for diabetes. And what I see a whole lot of is antidepressants, and the antidepressants and the cholesterol drugs will just destroy people's bodies. You know, the antidepressants are like Prozac and the cholesterol drugs, like the statins. And right. It's just the antidepressants are, I mean, everybody that's on an antidepressant could remove that drug product from their profile. And the best antidepressant in the entire world, Frank, is to buy a puppy.
So I got to, you bring up the statins, all right, which, so somebody that's had previous issues, heart, maybe they had a heart attack, maybe they've had, you know, some sort of, you know, surgery or whatever. What do you say to them regarding statins? Because I hear all sorts of, oh, don't take the statins.
Well, I tell you, the last thing I'd ever want to be on is a statin.
Yeah.
It's the advice that I give is challenge your doctor to prove to you that you need to be on the statin. Find out why he's putting you on the statin. Is it high cholesterol? Does he think you're pre-diabetic? Get drilled down on the reason for being prescribed that drug product, and then challenge your doctor to say, before you put me on that drug, give me 30 days. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can change my diet and eliminate the triglycerides and get the cholesterol ratios in a better order with diet and exercise before you put me on this drug that could completely wreck my body.
And how could it wreck your body?
Well, there's so many other effects. It affects your liver and it affects your endocrine system, and all of those things are related. And what's the best way to describe this? It's insidious. It's yeah. Little changes that build up over time that you may not notice, but then one day you have serious liver problems.
Yeah.
And another effect of the statins is it starts to break down your skeletal muscle. And as that proteinaceous material moves through your body, it gets clogged up in your kidneys as it's trying to filter it, and it starts to wreck your kidneys. So you lose your liver, you lose your kidneys, and you lose your skeletal muscle.
That's not good.
It's not good. It'd be much better to eat less animal protein, more plant material, and walk around the block once a day.
Yeah.
And it's just because one of the mantras of toxicology is everything in moderation. Mm-hmm. You know, the dose makes the poison, but everything in moderation. And that's going to get people through 95% of their challenges. And as far as diet is concerned, what I try to do, you know, my mantra, and I admit I have trouble with it because I love to eat, is eat half, mostly plants, and you're going to be fine.
Yep.
And then, you know, the other thing I throw in there is the optimal meal gapping. I try to eat in the same 8 to 10 hour period every day. And, you know, I started that about last March. And since then I'm down about 15 pounds without really changing anything else.
Yep.
You know, and it's just, you got to do what's comfortable for you. And you know, everybody asks about alcohol too, Frank. And it's like, well, you know, alcohol, one or two, you're going to be fine. Everything in moderation, but it's like last night I lived a Jimmy Buffett song. I ran into a chum with a bottle of rum. Actually, it was scotch. And before we got done talking, the whole bottle was drained.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it happens.
Not something you want to do on an everyday basis.
No, absolutely not. But, you know, you got to keep living your life, and then you got to incorporate small changes. And it's those small changes that become the habits, and it's those habits that can help people get off of the pharmaceutical products. And you can't do it cold turkey, and you can't just stop taking your medications. You have to talk to your doctor, and you have to have an alternative plan. And if the doctor doesn't have time to do that, that's what part of that HOPE program is about. I'll give them those alternatives. I'll give them we'll try this. I'll give them natural products that do the same thing. You know, there's a whole host of supplements out there. And, you know, my favorite is one called C60 Complete by LiveLongerLabs.com. But, I mean, that is, you take something like that, you find your own fountain of youth of natural products, and that helps people get off of these pharmaceutical products. And you can still manage the issue that you were originally prescribed the drug for, but you lose the whole profile of adverse effects. And that's the whole goal. That's the whole objective, because you give people command of their own wellness back.
So it brings up a question I had, something you said earlier about the six or more drugs or five or less drugs. I assume you were talking about prescription drugs in that example. So the fact that people could just go to their local pharmacy and just pick up over-the-counter stuff because they saw an ad or somebody told them, oh, you should start taking this. How do you control that? And what is your opinion on the non-prescription type drugs?
Oh, sure. There's a whole host of non-prescription stuff. And the mentality that a lot of people have is let's take ibuprofen, for example, you know, that's Advil.
Right.
And someone has a headache and the bottle says take 2 every 4 to 6 hours or whatever it is. And the mentality is, well, if 2 is good, then 4 is going to get rid of my headache that much faster. And the problem is that doesn't work well with a lot of these drug products that are now considered over the counter. You know, it's like the little purple pill. It's a stomach acid inhibitor. I don't remember it. It's escaping me, but I mean, that's like a once a day pill. And I think it's only one. And if you take more of those, you know, there's side effects that are going to come in because it's the dose makes the poison. So mixing in non-prescription drugs is also covered in the HOPE program. You know, Dr. Joe for HOPE, you can Google that and you'll find me, but, it asks about those non-prescriptions and it asks about the supplements and it asks about, you know, diet and exercise and habits and social, formations. And it's just, it really gets to the heart of why are we on these drugs and can we eliminate them? Yep. And I've been able to make recommendations in every report I've done to help people regain their quality of life. And there was one particular person that I really truly believe I saved his life. And he was on one drug that the physicians weren't getting the response. So over the course of 18 months, they jacked up the dose on him 4 times. And his whole body, if you can imagine a sponge that you run under the tap, that sponge soaks everything up until it can't hold anymore. And then it starts dripping out of the sponge. And if you go in there and you squeeze that sponge, you get a lot of water coming out. His body was exactly like that with the drug product that he originally had started taking to stop smoking. But then he left it on there because he had some signs of depression. Yeah. So it was an antidepressant and a stop smoking drug. And his body was so saturated with that, it was affecting all of his physiology. And he Crazy. Stopped that drug product. All of the side effects went away and he got his life back.
That's great.
That's the Good. Reason that I do that.
Great. So we're going to take a real quick break just to recognize our sponsor. I want to come back. I want to ask you about probiotics and certainly we're going to share with everybody how they could get a hold of you and learn more. So want to remind everybody that today's show is sponsored by Senior Care Authority, an elder care consulting organization and that has a national network of professionally trained and experienced local advisors to assist families in determining the right path for your loved ones. They'll discuss various long-term care options, whether it's in-home care, assisted living, memory care, or if you just need an advocate to get some advice from, a local Senior Care Authority advisor can help you now. So for a free 30-minute consultation with an advisor in your area, contact Senior Care Authority at 888-809-1231, or you could go directly to the website at www.seniorcareauthority.com. And you could find an advisor right in your area. We're back with Dr. Joe Newsma, who's the CEO and chief toxicologist at Superior Toxicology and Wellness. So, Dr. Joe, I mean, I could talk to you for hours on this stuff, but we don't have the time, unfortunately. But I did, you know, want to ask you more on, you know, gut and joint health and it, there just seems to be, and again, I'm right in that age range of boomers, and you talk to people and we used to talk about travel. Now we talk about, you know, our aches and pains. Right. So it's like, oh, you should be taking probiotics and oh, it helps this or it helps that. Or if you're on an antibiotic, take a probiotic because the antibiotic's bad for you. I mean, what's the truth here?
Well, it's the dose makes the poison again, Frank. And there's truth in all of it. You just have to kind of see the, the forest through the trees. Mm-hmm. And with an antibiotic, what you're doing is you're targeting a pathogenic species of bacteria somewhere in your body with that antibiotic, and you're trying to kill it. So the objective is to have a high enough dose of antibiotic to kill what you don't want there, but not take out too much of the good bacteria because in collateral damage. And when someone takes an antibiotic and ends up getting diarrhea, well, they killed too much of the good bacteria. Because what people may or may not realize is that the human body lives in symbiosis, if you will, lives in conjunction with a whole host of different bacteria. And we need those bacteria in order to function and stay healthy. And a lot of them live in our GI tract. Because if you think about it, in the human body, you put stuff in your mouth and it comes out the south side. And technically, your entire GI tract is actually outside of your body, if you think about it. Right. And there's protective mechanisms, which are the bacteria that you have to have there, which guard against so many attacks that come from your GI tract. You know, just think about food poisoning. It would be Salmonella or Listeria or E. coli. Those are bad bacteria. And ironically, E. coli is actually a good bacteria. It's just which strain is it and how much are there. And when you get this food poisoning, you eat something bad somewhere. You never know where or when or how, but the bacteria is outside your body until it's absorbed out of your GI tract and into your intracellular spaces. But that bad bacteria is flushed from your body because your body induces diarrhea and it's getting rid of that population of bacteria. Now, when you have a slow infection that makes them sick, whether it's, you know, whether it's let's say a staph infection or something, and then you need that antibiotic prescribed so that you can get rid of that bad infection. But that antibiotic is going to hit all the bacteria. And if it's at a specific dose, then you're going to hit more of it. And the divine design is that most pathogenic species die at a lower concentration of antibiotic or oxidizing agent or whatever it is. And the good species, like the lactobacillus, the stuff you get from yogurt, have a much greater tolerance to antibiotics. So let's say the pathogenic species dies at, maybe 100 milligrams, and the good bacteria can resist 400, 500, 1,000 milligrams. So you have that therapeutic window, which is why antibiotics work. Mm-hmm. So the probiotics and taking the probiotics reestablishes those good populations of bacteria faster. So it would help people recover when they have an infection. But taking it on a regular basis, it can be a good idea based on your own everyday gut health. And you have to listen to your body. Your body tells you everything you need. And if you're in tune and listening, then you can modulate what supplements you think you may need. And you know, you can always talk to your pharmacist about those types of things too. But it's a good thing. Is it for everybody? No, not really. I mean, people who eat yogurt or the other, like sauerkraut or cabbage or any of those other types of foods which are ripened with live cultures, you're going to have all that you need. So you can get that through diet as well. But you know, supplements, yeah, they can work. Not everybody doesn't have to be on them.
Got it. So tell us, people want to get a hold of you, want to get a hold, learn more about information and your organization. Tell us how they can do that.
Well, you could Google Dr. Joe for Hope and you'll find it. Otherwise, you can go to my my website, which is superiortoxicology.com. So that's easy to remember. And you can click on the Hope button and you can fill out the form for the drugs. And I'm happy to help anybody with that because I think that's a great program and it helps people recoup their health and wellness. And it's real easy to find. So, just Google Dr. Joe for Hope or go to superiortoxicology.com.
Great. So I had a list of questions here to ask you. I don't think I got through even half of them. So,
that means I got to come back, Frank.
I was just going to say, we got to have you back. There's lots
I'm happy to come back.
But maybe we could just leave our listeners with just any just general advice you would have. What general advice would you get? What message do you want to leave with our listeners?
Oh, I would say, don't be afraid to live your life. And, you know, there's lots of things in this world that can really sour your day, and you can't live in fear. You got to get out and you got to experience what's going on. And there's a lot of great tools for this day and age, and you just enjoy it. Enjoy life, everything in moderation.
Great. Dr. Joe Newsma, thank you so much for joining us on Boomers Today. I really appreciate it. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it was a pleasure to be here. I'd love to come back.
Okay, great. We're going to do that.
You've been listening to Boomers Today with Frank Sampson. To learn more about today's show, visit boomerstodayradio.com and join us next time for another edition of Boomers Today.
Though our daily routines are changing quickly, Arvest Bank's commitment to being helpful to our customers has not. In fact, Arvest Go, our mobile app, has been certified by J.D. Power for providing customers with an outstanding mobile banking experience. Check your balance, deposit checks, and more, all from the safety of home. Download Arvest Go today. Arvest Bank, ready to help. Member FDIC. For J.D. Power 2020 certification info, visit jdpower.com/certification.
The NBA 2K League's second tournament of the season, The Turn, powered by AT&T, is all about the archetype band. The best NBA 2K players in the world will battle in a single elimination competition where certain skills are crossed out. With 260 grand up for grabs, they'll need to figure it out or get knocked out.
They can't guard me.
The Turn, powered by AT&T. Wednesday through Saturday on ESPN2, the ESPN app, Twitch, and YouTube. Go to NBA2KLeague.com for full schedule.